Bedrock Airport Control Tower. Attention all aircraft. Visibility unlimited. Landing conditions A-OK. Roger and out.
A-OK. Roger and out. Oh, he's such a show-off. Gosh.
Attention. Pterodactyl and Westerly Airlines Blue Ribbon Special. Flight number 7. Non-stop to Texarock. Now loading gate 11.
Nice going, driver. Just in time for the flight to Texarock. Come on, Wilma. Step on it, Rubbles.
Isn't it exciting, Pebbles? You're going to visit Uncle Tex on his ranch.
Go, go, Uncle Tex.
Uncle Tex. Oh, he'll love her. Maybe enough to give her a few shares of oil stock.
Yeah, Fred. There's nothing like a rich uncle. Maybe if I'm real sweet, Uncle Tex will adopt me.
Now stop it, Barney. Just be thankful we were invited along with Fred and Wilma.
Look at that Bam Bam. He won't make a move without his barbell. Oh, okay, Bam Bam. That's enough. Drop it.
Ow! Right on my toe!
See how he listens to me?
Hoppy, we almost forgot about him.
But where's Dino? Dino? Dino, where are you? Okay, we're all here.
I still don't see how we all got in that little taxi.
Well, it just shows you the power of positive shrinking.
Fred, shouldn't we be checking in? We'll miss the plane.
Oh, don't worry, Wilma. I know this airline. They never leave on time.
Last call for Texarock. Flight number 7, leaving on time. Smart Alec.
Hey, that's us. Well, what are we standing around for?
Come on, Betty. We better take Dino and Hoppy to the air freight counter.
Poor things. They'll have to be locked up in cages all the way to Texarock.
Hurry up, Barney. Follow me.
Right, Fred?
Flintstones and Rubbles to Texarock. You're just in time, gentlemen.
Good. We wouldn't want to keep my rich Uncle Tex waiting.
Now, let's see. You're flying on our special one-class midweek economy blue ribbon 30-day tourist excursion family thrift plan, correct?
No, we're going by plane.
Oh, cut it out, Barney. If it wasn't for the family thrift plan, we couldn't afford the trip.
Now, I'll have to weigh your baggage.
Here you go. Hey, it's genuine aeroplane luggage made out of an old aeroplane.
39.5 pounds. For this, I had to go to college. Just under the limit, Mr. Rubble. Your bag, Mr. Flintstone.
I'll do it myself.
100 pounds.
Uh-oh. Fred, you're overweight.
Really, sir, we sold you the family thrift plan, not the family cheapskate plan.
So this is what they call the family thrift plan, huh, Fred?
Yeah, except the ads don't tell you that the head of the family rides on the outside.
Oh, well, you know these coach flights. You do away with the frills.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, look at that big black cloud up ahead.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, looks scary.
Oh, don't be so ignorant. That is just typical of the cumulonimbus-simbus formation found in these warmer climates.
What were you saying about the warmer climates, Fred?
I guess we must be taking the polar route.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm your stewardess, Miss Brickhouse. Coffee, tea, or ichthyosaurus milk?
What, no peanut butter sandwiches?
If you don't mind, miss, we'd like two hot water bottles on the rocks.
Yeah, but boiling water, eh? In a hurry, we're freezing.
Well, why don't you come in and warm up and watch the movie?
A movie? What's playing?
Who cares about seeing a movie?
It's one of the new foreign films, you know, with Brigitte Bardozzi.
I'm not interested in any Brigitte Bardozzi. Wow!
Hey, Fred! Hey, wait a minute! Look down there!
It's Texarock! We're here, Barney!
Attention, all passengers. This is your pilot. With luck, we should be landing in a few minutes.
What does he mean by luck?
Don't worry about him. He's one of our best student pilots. Fasten your seatbelts, please.
Student pilot?
You better fasten your seatbelt, Fred.
Right, Barney. There she is.
Boy, this is a fat one.
Hexarock, here we come! Whoopee! Hey, Fred, you all right? Wake up, Fred. We're in Sand and Stonio.
We are? And what do you think you're doing?
You passed out, Fred.
I did not pass out. The seatbelt was too tight and I was holding my breath.
Gee, it's so deserted. There's not a soul in sight.
Some welcome, Fred. What could have happened to Uncle Tex?
Search me. He knew we'd be on this flight. What's that?
Hey, something's coming.
Yeah, but what is it?
Is it a boat?
Is it a train?
Is it a boat?
Is it a man?
It's Uncle Tex!
There's nothing like a subtle entrance.
Yahoo! Welcome to the West. Sorry I'm late, but my regular car broke down, and I had to take the compact. Well, Fred Flintstone, what do you say, partner? And Wilma, you gorgeous hunk of woman.
Oh, Uncle Tex, you're so outdoorsy.
How you doing, Pebbles, old gal?
Gaga, Uncle Tex.
Well, what do you know? Talks like her big daddy.
Uncle Tex, you remember Barney and Betty Rubble?
Never forget a beautiful woman. How do, ma'am? Just a little change for tips. Nice to see you again, boy.
Yeah, hiya, you. Oh, what a grip.
Off your knees, boy. No need of acting humble. And what's the name of this cute little varmint?
His name's Bam Bam. Say hello to Uncle Tex, precious.
Put her there, Bam Bam. Let me feel your grip.
Bam, you naughty boy. Look what you did to Uncle Tex.
Yeah, that's okay. I always wanted a sunroof. That boy's got real pioneer spirit. I'm going to deputize him.
Deputize him? What for, Uncle Tex?
Need all the help I can get against them rustlers.
Rustlers?
You got rustlers?
Tell you about them later. Let's mosey along. Hop in, Mavericks.
Yahoo!
Home, Jesse. Well, there she is, folks. Straight up yonder, the Rockadollar Ranch. That's my brand. Handed down by my granddaddy, Davy Crockery.
Davy Crockery, you know who he was, don't you, Barney?
Oh, I sure do. Remember the Yellow Rock. Mrs. Crockery's boy, Davy.
Oh, there's the ocean.
Well, I didn't know your ranch was on the ocean, Uncle Tex.
You got it twisted, boy. The ocean's on my ranch. But we just use it for a little old swimming pool.
Real nice, Uncle Tex, but I'd sure hate to have to clean it.
Well, folks, here's the bunkhouse.
This is your bunkhouse, Uncle Tex?
Yep. Nothing like roughing it, is there?
Hi there, Mr. Tex.
Oh, this is my foreman, Blister. Blister, meet the Flintstones and the Rubbles.
Nice to meet you, good folks.
Likewise, I'm sure, Blister.
How come he limps so, Uncle Tex? Get shot in the leg?
No, he's got a splinter in his foot and he's too chicken to take it out. How's the herd, Blister?
Just going to take head count, Mr. Tex.
Good. Me and the boys will join you while the ladies freshen up. Here you are, Wilma.
What's this for?
Map of the house in case you get lost. Let's go, partners. Time to check my Kaosauruses. Okay, you gold-bricking Kaosauruses. Time for head count.
Rock. Rip. Rick. Crash.
Moe. Uncle Tex is a colonel in the state militia.
Boy, I've never seen such well-trained Kaosauruses. How do you do it, Uncle Tex?
Good old-fashioned army discipline. Boy, when it comes to my herd, I go by the book.
Boo.
Who said that? Okay, just for that, I'm restricting you all to the barn.
Mr. Tex! Mr. Tex!
What's wrong, boy?
I finished head count, and 4 Kaosauruses are missing.
What's that? Another 4 gone?
Maybe they went AWOL.
AWOL nothing. They were cow-napped.
Cow-napped? Well, who'd do such a diabolical thing?
Here's who done it. He left another one of his cards with this box of candy.
Av Gang Will Travel, signed Billy the Kidder. I've read about him.
Oh, me too. He's supposed to be a low-down, sneaky character with a very bad sense of humor.
Yeah, it's Billy. He thinks he's funny, leaving me this cheap box of candy.
Yeah, I see what they mean by bad sense of humor.
It exploded all over them. I just love these subtle jokes.
You said it. It's great to be waking for Billy the Kidder, eh, Sladestone?
I say, of all the outlaws in the West, Billy's the most fun.
Now let's talk business. Tonight we rustle a Rock-a-Dollar Ranch.
Again, Billy? But we just finished rustling it.
Yeah, but now while that rich millionaire's entertaining his new guests, we'll bring a truck and snatch the whole herd. Okay?
Sure, Billy.
Good. Just to make sure, let's shake on it.
No buzzer gag and he fell for it. You ought to be in television, Billy.
Yeah, I ought to.
Atta girl, Pebbles. Hold on tight.
Be careful, Bam Bam.
Oh, God, it won't look about you.
Isn't he a cute ponysaurus? Say giddy-up, Pebbles.
Don't tap.
Don't try to get away, doggy. I gotcha. I'll learn you who's boss. Yeah! Help! Runaway Bullosaurus! Help! Help!
Be careful, Bam Bam!
Nice going, partner. Thanks for saving my life. Boy, you sure are a first-rate Kaosaurus, Pope.
Well, City Slickers, how do you like ranch life?
It's great, Uncle Tex.
All this healthy fresh air and sunshine.
I tell you, there's nothing like the outdoors for giving a man a real lift. Help! I'm being cow-napped!
Stop that, Bam Bam. Sorry, Tex. He's been watching too many of those westerns on TV.
That's okay. Boy's got real frontier spirit. Why, one of these days, he'll probably have his own vigilante committee.
Yeah, Uncle Tex, but by that time, Billy the Kidder will have stolen every one of your Kaosauruses.
You can say that again. Why, the way he's been going... Wait a minute, boy. Your rich uncle has an idea.
An idea, rich uncle?
I got the perfect way to trap Billy and his mangy rustlers. And you two are going to help.
Us? Capture Billy? What about the sheriff?
We wouldn't want to horn in on his job.
How about the Texas Rock Rangers? They love taking risks.
Boys, I go by the code of the Old West. You got an enemy, you takes care of him yourself.
Oh, well, then, good luck, Uncle Tex.
Yeah, let us know how you make out.
Don't worry about a thing, partners. You just meet me in the barn tonight, and we'll rig up a surprise for Billy.
You know, Barney, I'd like to get my hands on whoever said go west, young man.
Yeah.
Come on, boys, hurry up. Time's a-wasting.
You know, Uncle Tex, this scheme of yours, I'm beginning to have my doubts.
Yeah, me too. I mean, us dressing up as a Kaosaurus. It strikes me as kind of extreme.
Yeah. I'll tell you, boys, with you acting as my decoy, Billy the Kidder is as good as captured. Ha! Now, are you for me or again me?
Okay, Uncle Tex, I'm for you.
Hold it, Barney. I will be the front part. You can be the...
Oh, no. I'm not taking a back seat to anybody.
Sorry, Barney, we are casting by type, and you are making up the rear.
But no, Fred, it's the front or nothing.
Okay, Barney, you asked for it. A free nose job.
On second thought, there's probably more room in the back.
Come on, follow me and stay close.
Yeah, sure, Fred.
Well, Uncle Tex, do we look authentic?
Don't chew your cud so hard, Fred. It's a dead giveaway.
How do you like my tail, Uncle Tex?
Ah, watch out with that thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. Just don't know my own strength.
Okay, now, Fred, let's go over the signal. Remember, when Billy and his gang get set to grab you, you go moo-moo, moo-moo-moo.
I go moo-moo, moo-moo-moo.
Got it. Perfect. Now, when Blister and I hear that, we'll come charging down from the hayloft.
Moo-moo, moo-moo-moo.
Quiet, Barney. Remember, I got the speaking part. You're just an extra.
Okay, boys. I'd better be getting up to the hiding place. Good luck.
Moo-moo, moo-moo-moo.
Gotta hand it to you, Fred. You learn fast.
Shh. Quiet, Barney. You'll give us away. Barney, cut that out.
Well, gee, Fred, I feel itchy. Maybe if we move around a little, I won't have to scratch.
Okay, but stay close.
Sure, Fred. Real togetherness.
And be quiet, Barney. Uh-oh. Pardon us. I mean me. Uh-oh, Barney, he's following us. I think we got him mad. Hey, cut that out. Who do you think you are?
Carmen.
What do you know, Barney? He's a she. She's tickling me.
Gotta hand it to you, Fred. You always had a way with the ladies.
Hey, let's step on it. Get the herd into the truck and keep them quiet.
Right, Billy. Quiet, you cowsauruses.
Gee, it's quiet. I don't like it.
Hold it, Barney. It's him, Billy the Kidder.
Hey, there's another one.
Yeah, and what a homely one.
Homely, schmomely. He's worth his weight in sirloin. Grab him.
Sure, boss.
Hey, they're coming for us, Fred. Give Uncle Tex the signal.
The signal? Yeah.
Keep him quiet.
Right, Billy.
You only got half of them. Give me that. What?
No, me.
Fred, the signal. The signal.
I've never seen such stubborn cow saucers. All right, you guys, put them in the truck. We ain't wasting nothing. I've done it again, boys. Yeah. This calls for a little celebration. Here, boys, the smokes are on me.
Thanks, Billy.
Light, Sladestone?
Thank ye.
You fell for it. Oh, you guys are dumber than our cow of saucers back there. Okay, go feed them, Sladestone.
I don't get it, Billy. Why feed them?
You dope. If they gain weight, we get more money for them at the market.
Right, boss, we'll do. Okay, you cows, dinner served. And eat hearty.
Hey, Fred, you better go over and eat with the other cows.
Oh, yeah? Well, they're not making me eat that stuff.
Hey, that one over there's not eating. Better tell Billy. Hey, boss, there's one not eating.
Oh, is that so? Well, we'll see about that. Oh, it's you again, is it? Get over there and eat. What are you, on a low-calorie diet or something?
Hey, he's talking to us, Fred. You better get over there.
I'm going, but you better come too.
Yeah, match.
You know, boss, there's something strange about that one.
Burp.
You see, boss? You see what I mean?
Yeah, there's always one wise guy cow. Come on. We got work to do.
Get the branded iron, Sladestone.
Yeah, sure.
Act nonchalant, Fred. Makes it more convincing.
Moo, moo.
Carmen, cut that out.
We'll put our brand right over the Rockadollar brand.
Here's a branding iron, Billy. Who's first?
We might as well start with a troublemaker.
Okay, boss.
Barney, what happened?
I'll tell you later. Let's get out of here.
Gee, a talking Kawasaurus.
Kawasaurus, nothing. That's probably deputies. Let's get them.
Hey, faster, Fred. I think they're gaining on us.
We're coming to a fence, Barney. Jump for your life.
Hey, Fred, my tail's caught. Give it all you got. Harder, harder.
Let go, let go. Hurry up, Barney.
Wait up, Fred. I can't see.
Over here, Barney, over here.
Oh, what a lucky break. We'll lose ourselves in this herd.
Yeah, another herd. Oh, a few more days of this and we'll start giving milk.
Hey, they're in that herd of cow's horses, trying to pass themselves off.
They all look the same, Billy. How do we tell?
Process of elimination. And when I find them, I'm going to eliminate them. Okay, open up. Anybody down there?
Moo, moo.
All right, you pass. Next.
Hey, what do we do, Fred? He's coming to us.
We'll just have to fake it.
Open up.
Moo. Moo.
Yeah, this one looks okay. Next. Aha! Got him. Thought you could fool me, didn't you, deputies?
Hi. We were just on our way to a masquerade party.
Well, you two are going to a party, all right. Get the rope, Sladestone.
No, no, Billy, you can't string us up without a license. That's a misdemeanor. You could be fined.
I'll take the chance, boys. Oh, man, Kawasaurus, let's scram out of here.
It's Carmen, Barney, and a girl, Singer Tiger.
She's gaining on us.
Quick, quick, into that barn.
Hey, how do you like that, Fred? She's captured Billy and his gang.
Yeah, I'll say. Get a rope, Barney. We'll tie him up. Carmen, you've saved our lives, and we'll never forget you.
Fred, we were so worried about you.
Thank goodness they're both okay.
I'll say they are. Look what they've captured. I'm going to reward you boys for this. Tell me how you did it.
Well, you see, Uncle Tex, it was Carmen here who... Did you say reward?
Yep, something really valuable. Now, tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I slugged it out with Billy. A brutal battle.
Fred.
And I took care of the other two. Karate. Right on a
river. Barney. Fred Flintstone, is this all true?
Well, no. If you want to get technical, Carmen is the real hero. I mean heroine. Yeah, now stop it, Carmen. Not in front of the missus.
Isn't this a darling picture of Pebbles and Uncle Tex?
Isn't this precious Bam Bam holding Uncle Tex up by one leg?
Uncle Tex, Uncle Tex, what a cheapskate.
Promising us a reward for helping to capture Billy the Kidder, and what do we get?
A big nothing. Phooey on Uncle Tex.
Come in.
Express from Texarock to Flintstone and Rubble.
Texarock? Why, it must be from dear old Uncle Tex. He sent our reward.
It looks like a piano.
Or a combination washer and color TV.
Good old Uncle Tex. I knew he'd come through a winner. Carmen, oh no!
Hey, what are we gonna do with her, Fred?
I'll tell you what we're doing. We're shipping her straight back to Texarock. Carmen, Carmen, back in the crate. Help, help, somebody do something.
Don't worry, Fred, she'll tire herself out by tonight.
Just goes to show you, Betty, there's nothing worse than a spurned female.